You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, NFL Draft Day is here. We've got updated our last mocks, the intel, how we're feeling. I want to talk about the back end of the draft.
Oh, let's do it.
Love the back end.
Love a good back end.
Don't ask me why. Don't you dare ask me why. I was listening to Sports Radio WIP in Philadelphia yesterday. And I was listening to their afternoon show because I'm always curious around draft day or draft time what some of these markets are talking about. And I heard something interesting. So they were talking about their draft perspective. I believe Philadelphia is sitting at somewhere like 21.
Sounds about right.
Somewhere close to that. And they were opening their show, our good friend Spike Eskin, with what they think the Eagles should do. And they have a guy on there, the young Sparky on that show. I think it's somebody that's sub 30 years old, but he's in Philly. He's grown up a Philly fan. So I got takes.
The hot take generation.
And it was an interesting one to listen to, just in the how you feel about it thought process. If you go back and look at the draft history of Howie Roseman, now they took Jalen Carter last year. That was a debatable pick.
They did.
Carter had that, you know, sketchy stuff happen before the draft, and he fell a little bit. They took him.
Yeah, the car racing incident.
He started out great, did not end the season well at all. He fell off. He was a non-MF factor for them.
Yeah.
And his take is, Howie Roseman better not be a coward. Go draft the best defensive player available. He believes Philadelphia doesn't need any help offensively. Now, Eskin and some of the listeners disagreed with that, said, hey, we just lost Jason Kelce, huge leader, valuable player, find a lineman if you need to. And his point was, Roseman is too much of a coward to draft defense because he never successfully drafts defense, so he's going to draft offense because he's too scared to draft defense. And it was interesting. They went through the list of people he's drafted, and he kind of made a point. But what I found interesting was the rebuttal was, if somebody's really good at drafting something, don't you want him to keep drafting at that versus
right.
The other guy saying, well, he's too scared to draft the other side of the ball. But if you're not good, learn how to be good.
Learn how to get better drafting that side of the football.
And I got to be honest with you, Dirt. We don't have an NFL team. I'm incredibly jealous of every market that has an NFL team today.
Yes.
I don't know where I land on this side of the coin. I kind of agree with the theory of go with what you're good at, but I also do agree that if you're bad at something, get better at it.
Yeah, it's so funny because I feel like whether you're whether it's a, you know, evaluation problem, a scouting problem, or just sheer luck, like eventually you're going to stumble into a right pick. Even a bad GM can stumble into the right pick at, you know, somewhere in the draft, whether it's first, second, or third round. I pulled up their draft history just to look at defensive players the last couple of years. Some of these guys you're talking about, like fringe level DBs, and I'm like, I don't know if he's that good or not, or what the feeling is or take on him is. But you mentioned Carter. Nolan Smith was their other first round pick last year, and he was fine, but I don't think he jumped off the page. Jordan Davis has been good, but I think there's always concerns about his weight and how in shape is he late in the season. N'Kobe Dean, they took the other. They've just been drafting Georgia defensive players
Georgia,
the last
yeah.
couple of years, which you would think wouldn't be a bad strategy there. The Eagles are fascinating to me because they're in a really interesting spot. They're 2 years ago, they were the up-and-coming, oh my God, here come the Eagles, look out. They almost won the Super Bowl. They would argue without a bad call, maybe they do win that Super Bowl.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Then you fast forward to last year. They start 10-1. The season crumbles. Their head coach is seemingly walking the plank. They're going to kick him off the ship. Then they decide to keep him. I think you're having questions about where your franchise quarterback fits in the general conversation at that position. You're replacing one of the most beloved players in that locker room and one of the best centers in the entire NFL. And the biggest reason why I think they slipped late last year was their defense wasn't as good as it was the year before. So to this person's point, he hasn't been at a great track record the last couple of years drafting studs with an immediate impact.
Do you agree with the take, or do you agree with if your general if
I don't agree with that take. I don't. I think
he's good at drafting offensive-based players. Like there's scuttlebutt they might go receiver again, and it's like,
well, I think a lot of that has to do with what's the plan with A.J. Brown. We talked about that with Instagram and him liking and changing his picture. Are you trading him? Is he on the move?
If you stay at 21, I wouldn't imagine you're trading A.J. Brown. If you move up then in draft a receiver, then I assume that maybe is in the works.
Could also move him for another pick, and then maybe they like one of those receivers that slips to the second round. We were just having a conversation yesterday off the air about Troy Franklin. Nobody's talking about Troy Franklin.
Oh, dude, he's falling like a stone.
Yeah. I don't know what the reason is for that. I don't know if his combine numbers weren't good enough.
His combine numbers weren't very good. There were people that talked about he had a little bit of the dropsies in some of these workouts. And we'll see. He may end up in a great spot, but from where he was versus where he is today, it feels like there's 10 to 12 receivers ahead of him in some of these mocks.
I think a lot of it, too, has to do with there's a premium on that position and the top-end guys in this draft. I think you're going to see a run on them tonight, and then everybody's going to get their fill of wide receivers.
Oh, I think we're going to get 6 to 7 in the first round.
You very well could. And then all of a sudden, all these other positions are available. And so if you're a team that's like, yeah, we would like a wide receiver, but this defensive lineman fell to us because all these quarterbacks and receivers went, we got to take advantage and draft this guy. I think if you're in Philly's spot, you have to go best available. There's not one thing that they need. They need help offensively. Their offensive line wasn't as good last year. You're replacing Jason Kelsey, and their defense crumbled in the back half of the season. And so there's not really a wrong answer. I don't buy into the theory that you're good drafting one side of the ball and bad. I think all of this is a massive roll of the dice, and it just takes one guy to change that narrative.
If you were to apply that logic to our core four sports team locally, it'd basically be us saying, just draft Reed Shepard out of Kentucky. He's a 6'3 guard. That's right in wheelhouse. Right in the wheelhouse.
We can draft guards. We can't draft anything else.
Not lately. Not lately.
Nothing else pans out for us.
I just thought it was an interesting take to run with, and it was a really good conversation, and it did make me think, if I had an NFL team, I think I'm siding with just trust the process, I guess, basically. Like, if they go defense, great. But, like, calling him a coward?
Yeah.
I don't think a general manager operates in being a coward.
Dude, that guy has led them to a Super Bowl championship with Nick Foles as his head coach, fired that head coach, brought in another head coach, and got to another Super Bowl. Like, they're one of the most stable, well-run organizations in the National Football League. They're going to be just fine. But I think Philly does highlight something else that's exciting tonight. And that is, we're all focused on wide, you know, quarterbacks, where they go, all this great wide receiver play. How many big trades do we get? The Niners and Ayuk, the Eagles and A.J. Brown, I don't know if something happens there. The Raiders and Davante Adams, I don't know how I feel about that, but there's all that scuttlebutt out there. Like,
depending on some of the mocks, I don't know if they're moving a wide receiver.
They might not. Maybe other picks.
They want to be drafted.
They could go get a quarterback, and they want him to pair with Davante Adams. But these other, like, lingering pieces that could end up having a massive impact tonight and then going into next season make it really fun.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.